I'm Phil Nee in for Todd Coppernall with a look at news today. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday his appointment of Amy Forehand to serve as Richland County District Attorney. The appointment fills a vacancy being created by District Attorney Jennifer Harper's resignation. Forehand will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2029. With more than two decades of service, Amy Forehand is an experienced prosecutor who is deeply committed to her community, said Governor Evers. She will serve the people of Richland County well in this new role. Since 2002, Forehand has served as the assistant district attorney and the assistant corporation counsel in Richland County. As the sole assistant district attorney in Richland County, she has experience prosecuting all types of cases, from minor traffic offenses to serious violent felonies. As assistant corporation counsel, she handles mental commitments, guardianships, child protection matters, and the child support system. Earlier in her career, she practiced criminal defense and family law at Duckstad, Vail, and Bestool in Monroe. I am pleased that Governor Evers has appointed Attorney Forehand to be Richland County District Attorney, said Richland County Circuit Court Judge Lisa McDougall. Attorney Forehand is very involved in our local community, having raised her family here. That fact, along with her many years of experience as a prosecutor in this county, knowledge of the law, and commitment to justice, makes her the right choice for this position. Forehand lives in Richland Center and is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Hamline University School of Law. In the community, she has served as president of the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center and the Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club, has coached volleyball and softball, and has been involved in planning and volunteering for numerous community events. For the past 24 years, I have served the people of Richland County as their assistant district attorney, said Forehand. I have had the privilege to work with many wonderful attorneys, office and court staff, law enforcement officers, social workers, and community partners. During my time as assistant district attorney, I have worked to uphold the law with integrity and fairness, and always kept in mind that behind every case are people whose lives are affected by my decisions. I am deeply grateful to Governor Evers for the trust and confidence he has shown in appointing me as the next district attorney of Richland County. It is a privilege to continue serving the people of my community, and I will work every day to earn the trust that has been placed in me. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department has been busy. In the morning on Wednesday, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at an address on Blue Ridge Road in the town of Arena. As a result of the investigation, Michael T. Draxler, 36, of Barneveld, was arrested for disorderly conduct with domestic. Draxler was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on the charge. During the afternoon hours, the Iowa County Communications Center received a request from probation and parole to make contact with Seth T. Moore, 49, of Arena, on an active warrant. Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to an address on High Street in Arena and took Moore into custody without incident. Moore was transported to the Iowa County Jail for a probation violation. Later in the afternoon at 3:40, an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop near County Road Q and Esch Road in the town of Dodgeville. As a result of the stop, Alan D. Schaller, 46, of Muscadet, was arrested for operating while revoked, interlock ignition device tampering, fail to install, violate court order, and a probation violation. Schaller was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. A Dodgeville man was arrested Wednesday after the Iowa County Sheriff's Office said he stole a 65-inch TV from Walmart in Dodgeville. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said a deputy in the area responded immediately and located a 23-year-old man walking on a nearby street carrying a large TV. The man was arrested for felony bail jumping, misdemeanor bail jumping, and theft. At the time of the arrest, he was reportedly out on bond in Adams County. The suspect remains in custody at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office awaiting a bond hearing. A 17-year-old boy died after crashing into a tree Wednesday night in the town of Decatur, the Greene County Sheriff's Office said. WMTV 15 News reported that someone reported the crash to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center after 10:30 on the West 700 block of 10 Ike Road, about 3/4 of a mile west of Broadhead. Greene County law enforcement determined a 17-year-old was driving eastbound on the road when the car went off the road and into a tree. The vehicle stopped in a ditch on the south side of the road. Greene County deputies, Broadhead Fire Department, and Broadhead EMS all responded to the crash and determined the teen was trapped inside the car. Deer harvest quotas and guidelines are in place for this fall's hunting seasons. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved 272,720 bonus antlerless harvest authorizations to be available for purchase beginning August 17th. Those permits are in addition to free antlerless tags offered in farmland zones. Harvest opportunities will vary by deer management unit based on local populations and management goals. Bonus permits will be available statewide, except in one northern management unit. Hunters can purchase permits through the state's Go Wild licensing system. Wisconsin State Patrol troopers are climbing into semi-trucks next week to help spot risky drivers.
The State Patrol is partnering with the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association for this year's Trooper in a Truck campaign. All next week, troopers will ride along in commercial trucks, giving them a higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors, including not wearing seatbelts, texting behind the wheel, or otherwise driving distracted. It's the sixth year of the effort, which combines enforcement and education to promote safer roads statewide. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Yet another Wisconsin city is dropping its flock safety contract. Kaukauna has been considering the move since May. Mayor Tony Peterson told the Appleton Post-Crescent that the repeated instances of misuse of the automated license plate readers in other communities was the impetus for the change. The city officially dropped its contract at the end of June, but flock has yet to take down the cameras that were installed. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ordered an investigation into Green Bay's second instance of duplicate ballot mailing. The commission on Thursday rolled the most recent incident into an already existing discussion from the April elections, where 152 extra ballots were sent to residents. The clerk's office sent out 244 extra ballots for the August primaries. Commissioners are ordering City Clerk Celestine Jeffries to explain how the double mailings happened again, how the clerk's office is ensuring there won't be double voting, and how the city will prevent the erroneous mailings in the future. Becker's Hospital Review compiled a list of hospitals that earned five-star ratings for nurse communication in each state. According to CMS Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data, among the hospitals that made the list is the Richland Hospital. The nurse communication rating reflects how well patients feel their nurses clearly explained things, listened carefully, and treated them with courtesy and respect. The ratings are based on data collected between July 2024 and June of 2025. 44 Wisconsin hospitals earned five-star ratings for nurse communication, the most of any state of any size. Area hospitals making the five-star rating list, along with the Richland Hospital, include Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua, Crossing Rivers Health Medical Center in Prairie du Chien, Toma Memorial Hospital, and Mile Bluff Medical Center in Mauston. Wisconsin's strong performance on nurse communication reflects the dedication of individual nurses and the support provided by hospital and health systems to enable effective nurse communication with patients, said WHA President and CEO Kyle O'Brien. Congratulations to the Richland Hospital and the hospitals mentioned nursing staffs for the honor of receiving a five-star rating. You can find the complete list of hospitals nationwide at beckershospitalreview.com. An appeals court won't hear a challenge from the father of Madison's Abundant Life school shooter. A three-judge appeals panel has denied a request from Jeffrey Rupnow to review a Dane County judge's decision not to dismiss criminal charges against him. Prosecutors accuse Rupnow of allowing his 15-year-old daughter to access firearms despite knowing about her mental health issues. The teen killed two people and wounded six others in the December of 2024 shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison before taking her own life. Rupnow's attorneys argue the charges are flawed and unconstitutional, but the appeals court says the case does not meet the legal standards for an early appeal. Rupnow is scheduled to stand trial in March of 2027.